Okay.
Deep divers. Ever wish you had like a cheat sheet for building real lasting wealth? Not just like quick wins, but the kind that echoes for generations.
Right.
That's what we're diving into today.
Okay.
We've got some materials from this Jamel Seburn, an insurance broker who seems to be doing things a bit differently.
Absolutely, and that difference jumps out right away. Jamel's tagline is like empowering others to lead financially healthy lives by building and teaching generational wealth. It's a bold statement.
It really is. Most financial advisors, I don't know about you, but the ones I've encountered, they mostly stick to like grow your portfolio talk.
Right.
But Jamal's talking about a legacy here. What do you make of that, digging into their material?
It's about understanding that true financial health is about so much more than just that number in your account.
Right.
It's about having a plan that considers not just your own financial goals, but also the impact those decisions can have on your children, your grandchildren, and beyond.
That's like a ripple effect.
Yeah.
And I see that reflected in their mission statement too, to see that every family gets a first-class financial education.
Yeah.
It's like they're saying, let's break down these complex ideas and make financial literacy accessible to everyone, right?
Precisely. And that's where Jamel's approach gets really interesting. They have this three categories: philosophy, things we know we don't know, and the things we don't even realize we should know.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm hooked.
Okay.
It's like realizing there's this whole hidden level to finances that we've been missing. How do they actually use these categories when they're like working with clients?
It all points to a personalized approach.
Okay.
Imagine sitting down with Jamel, not to be bombarded with products, but to uncover those financial blind spots you didn't even know you had.
That's so refreshing, right? And speaking of personalization, their range of services is pretty impressive. It's not just one thing, right?
Right.
They've got like insurance, retirement planning, they even tackle debt and college savings.
Exactly. It highlights their understanding that financial well-being, it isn't one size fits all. It's about addressing like that full spectrum of financial challenges that people face throughout their lives.
It reminds me of a financial buffet. You get to choose what you need, tailored to your like appetite and goals. And speaking of goals, their Why Choose Us section really lays out their philosophy.
It does. And one thing that jumped out at me was their emphasis on respect and individualized plans.
Okay.
They actually say they treat you as an individual and part of our family versus a mass group of people.
Okay, now that's a bold claim. You hear that a lot, right?
Yeah.
But to see it in writing from a financial advisor, that's different. Have you seen this family style approach actually work in practice?
I've seen firsthand how building those strong, trusting relationships leads to better financial outcomes. When clients feel heard and understood, they're more likely to be engaged in the planning process.
Makes sense, right? Because if you feel like you're just another number, are you really going to open up about your like financial dreams, fears, and aspirations?
Probably not. But if you feel like you're part of the family.
Exactly. It changes the entire dynamic. And it's not just about warm feelings, it's about trust, which is like the cornerstone of any successful financial strategy.
100%. And they highlight that,
Yeah.
calling their service world class. It's like they're saying, we're not just managing your money, we're here to guide you every step of the way.
It speaks to a commitment that goes beyond just like transactions.
Right.
Jamel seems to prioritize clear communication, transparency, and providing ongoing support, which are all essential for building lasting financial well-being.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting. They offer a free 5-step video training series on financial planning.
Free, valuable content is always a good sign, you
Yeah,
know?
right.
It shows they're willing to share their knowledge and empower people to take control of their finances.
Totally.
What do these videos cover?
Oh, they have titles that make you want to click right away.
Okay.
The four factors of retirement, for one, I mean, who wouldn't want to know those?
And then there's the Rule of 72 and the Three Homes of Money, why you need life insurance with living benefits, the Rule of 100 in retirement planning, and finally, the power of tax advantage accounts.
Wow, those are all crucial aspects of financial planning.
I know, right?
And each video seems to offer some actionable takeaways.
Yeah, it's like a sneak peek into their playbook.
Exactly. For example,
Yeah.
let's talk about that rule of 72.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard whispers, but to be honest, I'm not entirely sure what it is.
Okay.
Is it some secret financial code
Yeah.
that unlocks hidden wealth?
It's not quite a secret code, but it is a powerful tool.
Okay.
The rule of 72 is basically a quick way to estimate how long it takes for an investment to double, given a fixed annual rate of return.
Okay, so instead of crunching numbers for years, you can get a quick snapshot of your investment growth.
Exactly.
Okay.
Tell me more. You simply divide 72 by the annual rate of return. For example, if an investment has a 6% annual return, it would take approximately 12 years to double in value. 72 divided by 6 equals 12.
Wow, that's like a game changer. It makes those long-term investment goals feel a little less daunting when you can actually visualize that potential growth, right?
Absolutely.
It's like they're saying, we're not here to just tell you what to do. We're here to give you the knowledge to make smart decisions.
Absolutely. And the fact that Jamel is sharing this kind of valuable information for free speaks volumes about their commitment to financial education. It's about empowering individuals, not keeping them in the dark.
It's like they're saying, we want you to be financially savvy, even if you never become our client.
Precisely. It's about breaking down those barriers and making financial literacy accessible to all. Now let's move on to their client testimonials.
All right. Let's hear what people are saying about Jamel. You know, keep in mind these are just individual experiences.
Yeah.
But they can still give us insights into what it's like to work with them.
Exactly. We have testimonials from Wanda, Brandon, and Layla, each highlighting different aspects of their experience with Jamel. Wanda, who's been with Jamel for 14 years, raves about the personal touch. She says, you are truly a friend that loves me and has my best interest in mind.
14 years, that's like longer than some marriages. It really speaks to the deep, trusting relationships Jamel builds with clients.
Absolutely. It's about building a partnership based on mutual respect, understanding, and shared goals. Now, Brandon's testimonial highlights Jamel's ability to explain complex financial concepts in a clear and understandable way. He says Jamel made him feel confident in his decisions.
That's huge. Finance can be so intimidating. Having someone who can break it down without making you feel like you're back in high school algebra is invaluable.
Absolutely. It's about empowering clients to understand their finances, not just blindly following someone else's lead.
Right, right. And finally, we have Layla's story, which is both powerful and a testament to the importance of being prepared for the unexpected. She was diagnosed with cancer, and thanks to the insurance policy Jamel helped her choose, she received a settlement that helped her through a difficult time.
Layla's story really underscores the power of having the right financial safety nets in place.
Right. It really makes you think about the what-ifs in life. And it speaks to Jamel's ability to not just sell products, but to truly understand individual needs and recommend solutions that actually align with those needs.
It's about finding the right fit for each person's unique circumstances.
Yeah.
Not just pushing the most expensive policy or investment plan.
Exactly. It's about putting the client's needs first and building a plan that aligns with their values and goals. Now, let's delve into the specifics of the financial solutions Jamel offers.
Okay.
It's like a crash course in financial products.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're diving into the actual products that Jamel offers.
Yep.
It's like peeking behind the curtain to see what tools they use to build that generational wealth.
Right. Exactly. And the range here is impressive.
Yeah.
They've got life insurance, retirement planning, and then a whole section called other solutions, which seems to cover everything else.
Talk about a one-stop shop, right?
Right.
Let's start with life insurance, though.
Okay.
They mentioned something called Equity Indexed Universal Life, which I don't know about you, but that caught my eye.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of fancy. I'm not going to lie.
It is. It is a bit more complex than your standard life insurance policy.
Okay.
Basically, it combines the death benefit of traditional life insurance with the potential for cash value growth that's linked to a market index, like, say, the S&P 500.
So you're getting that security of life insurance with the potential for your money to actually, like, grow at a faster rate.
Right.
That's pretty cool. Right. But what's the catch? There's always a catch.
Yeah, right to be cautious.
Okay.
While it offers that potential for higher returns, your cash value growth isn't guaranteed.
Okay.
Like, it might be with, say, a fixed rate policy.
It's tied to market performance, so there's some inherent risk involved.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Higher potential rewards, higher risk.
Right.
It's all about finding that right balance for your, you know, risk tolerance and financial goals.
Precisely.
Right.
And that's where a knowledgeable advisor like Jamel can be so invaluable.
Right.
They can help you navigate those complexities and choose a policy that aligns with your specific needs and circumstances.
It's like having a financial co-pilot to help you navigate all the like ups and downs of the market, right?
Exactly.
Now, what about retirement planning?
Yeah.
That's a big one for, well, pretty much everyone who isn't already retired.
Absolutely. And Jamel seems to cover all the bases here.
Okay.
They specifically mention 403B, 401K rollovers.
Right.
Which is a crucial service for like anyone who's changed jobs
Oh, yeah.
and wants to consolidate their retirement savings.
Oh, that's a lifesaver. I remember when I switched jobs a few years back, dealing with my old 401k felt like I was navigating like a maze.
Oh, it can be incredibly confusing.
And that's where having a trusted advisor to guide you through that process can save you a lot of headaches and potentially even money in the long run.
Speaking of headaches, their other solutions category really caught my eye.
Yeah.
They offer tax resolutions, which, let's be real, is something most of us would rather avoid, like the plague.
Right. Taxes are, well, they're an unfortunate but unavoidable part of life.
Yeah.
And they can be especially complex for, like, individuals with investments, businesses, or complicated financial situations.
Yeah.
Jamel seems to understand that this is a major pain point for a lot of people.
It's like they're saying, like, we're not just here for the fun stuff, like retirement planning. We're here to help you navigate the, like, nitty-gritty, too.
Exactly. It's about building that trust.
Yeah.
And being a reliable resource for clients, even when it comes to those, you know, less glamorous aspects of financial planning.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Now, remember that impressive FAQ section we talked about earlier?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's packed with even more insights into how Jamel operates.
Oh, yes. The FAQ section is often where, I think, a business reveals its true colors, you know,
right,
addressing those common questions and concerns head on.
For example, someone asked, can my insurance policy build savings?
Okay.
Which is a question I'm sure is on a lot of people's minds.
Right, right.
And their answer is key here, they say. Yes, cash value policies have the ability to build a savings account.
Right.
So they're highlighting that advantage of certain types of life insurance.
Right.
They can provide both protection and a savings component.
Exactly.
It's like hitting two birds with one stone. You're securing your family's financial future, but you're also building a nest egg for yourself.
Exactly. And that ties back to Jamel's focus on that long-term financial well-being.
Right.
It's not just about those quick wins. It's about making those strategic choices that benefit you now and in the future.
Right. And another question that stood out to me was, is there a cost for this?
Okay.
Because let's be honest, financial advice doesn't come cheap.
You're absolutely right. Access to quality financial advice can be a major barrier for a lot of people.
For sure.
But Jamel's answer here is, well, it's a bit surprising.
Okay.
They say, we do not charge any financial review fees and do not mark up any products. We are compensated directly from the insurance company that best suits your needs.
Hold on. So their services are essentially free to the client.
It's a common practice in the insurance industry.
Okay.
Essentially, the insurance company pays Jamel a commission for selling their policies.
So instead of the client paying a fee, the insurance company covers the cost of the advice.
Right.
That's actually pretty clever.
Yeah.
It removes that hurdle for people who might be hesitant to seek financial guidance because of the cost.
Exactly. It makes financial planning accessible to a wider audience.
Right.
Which aligns with Jamel's mission of empowering individuals to take control of their financial well-being.
It's really interesting how they've structured that.
Yeah.
Now, here's another interesting tidbit.
Okay.
While Jamel is based in Washington State, they also hold licenses in several other states, including Arizona, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Texas, Florida, and Georgia.
That's significant. It implies a wider reach.
Right.
Suggests that they're equipped to serve clients across state lines.
So they're not just a local operation.
Right.
They have the capacity to help people, like, nationwide.
Yeah.
It speaks to their experience, their expertise,
mm-hmm.
their commitment to making a difference in the lives of people all over the country.
And it highlights an important consideration for our listeners out there.
Yeah.
Even if you're not based in Washington State, Jamel might still be able to assist you with your financial planning needs.
It's like they're casting a wider net, making financial wellness accessible to, like, a broader audience.
Precisely. It's about breaking down those geographical barriers and bringing their unique approach to financial guidance to a larger stage.
Now, I want to circle back to something that's been, like, a recurring theme throughout our deep dive so far.
Okay.
Jamel's emphasis on building generational wealth. It's a concept that goes beyond just, you know, securing your own financial future.
Right.
It's about creating a legacy that benefits your children, your grandchildren,
right,
generations to come.
It's a powerful concept and one that's often overlooked, I think, in the world of financial planning.
Right.
Many people focus solely on their own retirement.
Right.
Or those immediate financial goals without really considering the long-term impact their decisions can have on their families.
So how does Jamel's approach differ? What concrete steps do they actually take to help clients build this lasting legacy?
It all starts with education and shifting the mindset from those short-term gains to long-term sustainability.
Okay.
They help clients understand the power of compounding, the importance of early investing, and the impact that strategic financial planning can have over multiple generations.
So it's about teaching clients not just what to do with their money, but like why those decisions matter.
Exactly.
The grand scheme of things.
It's about empowering clients to make those informed decisions that align with their values.
Right.
And create like a ripple effect of financial well-being that extends far beyond their own lifetimes.
It's like planting a tree today that will provide shade for generations to come.
That's a beautiful analogy. I love that.
Right.
It perfectly captures the essence of building generational wealth.
Yeah.
It's about making choices today that create a legacy of financial security, opportunity, and prosperity for those who come after us.
It's about paying it forward, not just in terms of money, but in terms of like knowledge, opportunity,
right,
a brighter future.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that our financial decisions, they have the power to shape the lives of those who come after us.
Yeah.
And that by making conscious choices today, we can create that ripple effect of positive impact that echoes for generations to come.
Now, before we wrap up our deep dive into Jamel's approach, I want to touch on something that's been on my mind.
Okay.
The importance of finding the right financial advisor.
Right.
It's a big decision.
It is.
And one that shouldn't be taken lightly.
You're absolutely right. Choosing a financial advisor is like, it's almost like choosing a co-pilot for your financial journey. You know?
Yeah.
You want someone you trust.
Yeah.
Who understands your goals and who has the expertise to guide you through those like calm and turbulent times.
It's a relationship.
Yes.
It requires open communication, transparency,
mm-hmm.
and like a shared vision for your financial future.
Precisely. And it's important to remember that the right advisor for one person might not be the right fit for another.
Right. So how do you go about finding that perfect match? What are some key things to look for when you're choosing a financial advisor?
That's a great question to end on. And one, honestly, we could probably do a whole nother deep dive on.
Right.
But for our listeners who are like, you know, really intrigued by what we've uncovered about Jamel Seburn so far.
Yeah.
What are some like key takeaways they should keep in mind?
I think the biggest one is this. Financial planning doesn't have to be this like intimidating black box, you know?
Right.
Jamel's whole approach is about demystifying it.
Breaking it down into like manageable steps.
Exactly. And they seem to emphasize education like at every turn.
Right.
From that free video series to those client testimonials praising their communication skills.
Yeah.
It's like they're saying, we want you to understand this stuff, not just blindly follow our advice.
And that's so crucial because when you understand the why behind the financial strategies,
right,
you're more likely to stick with the plan even when things get tough.
Which they inevitably do, right?
Right.
Life throws curveballs. The market has its ups and downs.
Exactly.
It's reassuring to know you've got a co-pilot who's not just like crunching numbers, but actually explaining what it all means.
And that's where finding an advisor who really aligns with your values is so important.
Right.
Jamel clearly emphasizes respect, transparency, and that long-term generational approach.
It's like the difference between a coach who barks orders and one who empowers you to reach your full potential, you know?
Right.
Both might get results, but the journey's totally different.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Ultimately, financial planning, it is a deeply personal journey.
Yeah.
And finding an advisor you trust, who speaks your language and who shares your vision, that's paramount.
And it's inspiring to see someone like Jamel walking the walk, not just talking the talk, you know?
Absolutely.
They're not just managing money. They're actively trying to change the game by making financial literacy more accessible.
Absolutely. From their transparent fee structure to that commitment to education.
Yeah.
It's clear that they're really trying to, like, break down those barriers that prevent so many people from accessing quality financial advice.
It's like they're saying financial well-being shouldn't be a privilege reserved for like the wealthy or the well-connected.
Right.
Everyone deserves a seat at the table.
And that's a message I can get behind.
Me too.
100%.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of Jamel Seburn, what's like that one final nugget of wisdom you'd leave our listeners with?
If there's one thing to remember from our deep dive today,
yeah,
it's this. Take control of your financial future.
Okay.
Don't be intimidated by the jargon. Don't be overwhelmed by like the complexity.
Yeah.
There are resources out there, like the ones Jamel provides, to help you make sense of it all.
Knowledge is power, right?
Absolutely.
It all starts with that first step.
Exactly. Whether it's watching one of Jamel's free training videos, seeking out a financial advisor who aligns with your values, or even just like starting a conversation about money with your family, your loved ones, any step in the right direction is a step towards a more secure and prosperous future.
Beautifully said. So deep divers, that's our deep dive into the world of Jamel Seburn. Remember, building generational wealth, it isn't just about how much money you make. It's about the choices that you make today to create a brighter tomorrow.
Right.
For yourself and for generations to come.
That's right.
Until next time, stay curious.